Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Recently, I started working with a company whose inside sales managers are acting as, quote unquote, player coaches in each of the regions. They've hired me to fix the growing dysfunction on the team and the resulting lack of sales on the team. Can you imagine? There's guys on the team who haven't closed anything at all this year. What we discovered when visiting with the team while on site last month was a complete lack of trust and outright hostility towards these managers. Why? Well, because it was revealed that the managers were taking business from the reps, closing it themselves and taking the commission. When we questioned the managers, asking them how they would feel should the situation be reversed, they replied, "Hey, we'd quit." Now that's what I call a dysfunctional sales management situation. The reality is this, and here's the lesson. Given a choice, a player coach sales manager will always choose to play. Always choose to play. They will always pick sales above management, and their team will always see them as competition. Because early stage companies are often run on a smaller, leaner staff, it may be the case that the sales manager is direct selling now. And we see this often with early stage companies, but it can be the case with all companies. If that's the case, the first goal for your manager should be to replace himself. If you're not an early stage company right now, then your first order of business needs to pull the territory away from the manager and make them just a manager. Sales teams require focused, full-time sales management, and reps need a manager that does not compete. Sure, the sales manager will still sell, but only as part of the team and in conjunction with the sales rep. The idea that a sales manager might be selling in a territory with the best leads or best accounts, or is stepping in to close deals and then taking the commission, will cause the team to become combative or defensive, as I witnessed last month. And that negativity on the team will negatively affect your customers and your profits.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.